I noticed a tunnel through the snow recently that the casual observer would likely attribute to the activity of a mouse. It might surprise you, but there are about 20 small mammals that the casual observer may simply dismiss as a mouse. Most or all are active throughout the winter months. There's the house mouse, of course, which is not native to North America. It's likely native to Asia or India. Deer mice and voles are probably the most commonly observed mice. Around 9 species are native to our state. Deer mice are medium brown or grayish brown with white undersides and feet, large ears, and big beady eyes. Voles are generally small, grayish brown with light undersides. Voles are what make all those tunnels of grass clippings left when the snow melts in the spring. We also have 3 species of pocket mice, which are less frequently observed. They have fur-lined cheek pouches, similar to those found in pocket gophers, and their hind legs and feet are also quite large. One of the more interesting mice are the jumping mice. We have 2 species. If you've been out on the prairies and saw some mouse-sized animal jump up in front of you that looked and acted like a cross between a mouse and a kangaroo, it was probably one of these jumping mice. As you might surmise, they can be quite entertaining to watch. We also have 2 or 3 species of shrews. They're typically much smaller than a mouse and have long pointed snout, small eyes, and short ears. They're insectivorous and are known to have the highest metabolism of any mammal. These and some other small mammals are actually quite interesting and diverse in their biology and ecology. If you're interested in more information on the biology, ecology, and identification of these and other North Dakota mammals, you might want to check out Mammals of North Dakota by UND Professor Emeritus Robert Seabloom. First published in 2011, it's now in its second edition. I'm Chuck Lehrer.